Okay, my name is Marie Meckel. I'm a PA, and I'm interviewing Eben. Eben is a physician assistant who works in cardiology in India. So tell me your full name and where you work.
I am Eben Abraham. I'm working in cardiac surgery in Metro International Cardiac Center in Kerala, in South India.
You've told me that PAs have been around for about 30 years. Can you tell me about the development of the PA in India?
Actually, it started by a prominent cardiac surgeon called Dr. K.M. Cherian. He trained overseas in US, New Zealand, and Australia. He worked under Dr. John W. Kirtley of Alabama. Actually, he started the first surgical PA program. So he worked under him, and he was very impressed with the PAs over there. And when he came to India, he wanted to start such a program in India. So he started the program in Madras Medical Mission in 1992. The program started as a postgraduate diploma program. After 2 years, it's upgraded to a four-year formal undergraduate program. After that, the program got a huge population in India, most probably the southern part of the country. And in 2004, Amrita University, basically in Kerala, started another program. And after that, other universities followed. Now, a total of 10 universities are there in India offering PA programs in 47 institutes across the country. So as of 2014, more than 1,200 PAs are graduates of PA program, and almost the same number is doing their course.
Tell me what the training's like. How much time do you spend in the university, and how much time do you spend in the hospital doing clinical work in the training program?
Training is usually a four-year program, 3 years of studies with the clinical rotations, plus 1 year internship. So usually we used to work for about 40 to 60 hours a week in India.
So the last year is spent just working in the hospital doing clinical work?
Last year, just clinical work. Plus some teachings from the... usually that part, that the internship part will be in specialty. So there will be lectures also, but most of the time we spent in clinical.
You've told me that in India, most of the physician assistants work in specialty fields. Tell me about how that works and the development of it and interest in developing the PA for primary care.
Actually, the training is more of like a primary care than to specialties. But the government is not recognized yet, the physician assistant program in India. So the progress of recognizing for forming a council is underway. So we are actually working in specialties, not in primary care.
So most of the PAs work in specialty care. Tell me what specialties they work in besides cardiology.
Cardiac surgery, cardiology, neurology, neurosurgery, gastromedicine, gastrosurgery, plastic surgery, orthopedics, oncology, and different departments of different separations of oncology, like medical oncology, surgical oncology, then plus thoracic surgery. People are working in intensive care departments.
Tell us what you do at work every day.
Every day, it's according to the patient load, maybe 8 to 10 hours.
And tell us the type of skills you do. What do you do at work?
I'm trained in cardiac surgery. So as a cardiac surgery PA, I have the same work profile of physician assistant elsewhere in the world. So I play a vital role in educating patients, families, the nurses, junior PAs, some of the surgeons who are coming for, general surgeons coming for training in cardiac surgery. Then some administrative roles like planning, admission, scheduling operation, clinical, participating in clinical research, etc. Plus, I do daily patient rounds, including ICU and wards. Then, prepare discharge summaries. I do some invasive, small invasive procedures, and I have to exhibit autonomy in the operating room when required. I used to retrieve vascular tissues, like vascular grafts for the cardiac surgery. and I working as a first assistant or second assistant in the adult cardiac surgery, pediatric cardiac surgery and thoracic surgery and some vascular surgeries also. Apart from the clinical side, I'm working as the joint secretary of Indian Association of Physicians, and I played a vital role in establishing a state chapter. It's the first state chapter of Indian Association of Physicians in Kerala state.
And so that you were telling me that that organization is working on helping PAs find jobs in India. Tell me a little bit about the organization and what it does and what you do for it.
The organization is Indian Association of Physician Assistants, IAPA. So it's founded in 1998 to assist physician assistants in India to gain academic and professional excellence. The mission of IAPA is to promote excellence in medical knowledge, skills for PAs, and improve education resources. And we are trying to start new programs. So we are conducting a national conference every year in different parts of the country. We are approaching various officials in the government to start a council or recognizing body to start a form. We are trying to form a certification council like NCCP and EUROS. And we are talking with other medical organizations, surgeons organizations or cardiologists to conduct some exam or to become a part of that association. So we already discussed with the Cardiac Surgeons Association in India, and they agreed to give a certification from their side. So association now starting separate state chapters like US. So two chapters already formed. It's Kerala and West Bengal. We also having state chapters also started work independently on their own. They are conducting CMS programs, educating peers, and approaching officials locally.
You were saying that the government doesn't recognize PAs, but they get jobs. So tell me a little bit about, does not being recognized by the government, does that cause problems for physician assistants in India?
Yes.
Tell me the problem with not being recognized by the government. What kind of challenges will it have for the PA of the future? Is the government interested in working with you? Tell me about that.
In the medical fraternity, we are not recognized. We don't have a government-certified degree. So the junior doctor is seeing us as a threat to their profession. So we don't have a license from the government. So many PAs fear that their future in clinical field will be very bad. They don't know what will happen in the future. So they started migrating to other fields, medical technology or pharmaceutical research or in hospital administration. So the people are moving from clinical side. Third thing I would like to tell, the physician assistant title, it is not protected. It is not protected by any authority. So somebody who is doing some part of some part of the work of a PA. If somebody, some nurses or some technicians who is harvesting a vein in the cardiac surgery, who claims themselves as physician assistants. So there is no authority or not licensing anything to prevent that. So we the association is trying do the best to not to do that. We don't have a licensing exam and there is no CME program. We are conducting a CME program, but it is not mandatory to attend the program. So then the other problem is there is no standardized course curriculum. So we have 9 universities and 9 universities, almost same, but there is no standardization in the course curriculum.
You said also that there was no exit exams or no qualifying exams. Is that something that you would like to see for the PA profession in India?
Yes, yes. We want a qualifying exam like the NCCP is conducting in US. So we are trying to make a non-profit and some organization to conduct an exam. So we will request the government, we'll request the uh, M's, Medical Council of India or other associations in India to help us in making a certifying body. We are trying for that. Indian Association of Physicians is trying for that.
Is there a development for PAs in primary care at all in India?
As of now, there is no PAs working in primary care because the government is not a recognized primary care. So we are not working in primary care. But we are trained in this primary care in community medicine also, but we are not.
Is the government interested in doing that to address the healthcare needs of India? Do they see it as a solution?
Yes, government is exploring such options. I believe in another 5 to 10 years, it will happen. And we have discussed the same thing with government officials, health secretary. So the process, we are going to meet the secretary soon. So we are going to present how it helped in the US, how it helped in other countries. So we are going to give a presentation to him. So I think over the next few years, it will happen.
If this were the case, would these primary care PAs work in public or private areas?
PAs are working in private area, not in public area.
Is there public hospitals available for poor people in India?
Yeah, a lot of hospitals are available for poor people in India. Treatment is completely free, but that due to the population, we have the second largest population in the world. So it is very difficult to meet the standards. And lack of awareness of the people also. They may not be not knowing about the symptoms of the disease or its complications and the treatment available. So it is.
Is there community education in the PA training to help PAs be aware of community needs in India?
Yes, the community medicine is a part of the course curriculum.
Tell me a little bit, you told me in an email about how PAs are being lost to different fields because the government doesn't recognize them. Tell me a little more about that.
It's because of there is no licensing exam or there is no certification from the government. So PAs feel that their future may be, if somebody says you stop working, so they may not have a future. Course curriculum is such a way that it's defined such a way that we can work in some other fields also in the medical. It's like in clinical research organization, organ transplant. There are few people are working as organ transplant coordinators. Somebody is working in implementation of hospital information system, medical tourism, medical transcription, telemedicine. Some of them started teaching in PA program also. So, and medical insurance also, they are practicing.
You are also telling me...
So, the curriculum is broad-based. So, we can work in hospitals, and we are working in other hospital or medical-related, other things, like medical device companies, insurance companies.
And you were saying, too, that some of the PAs end up going overseas for further education.
Yes, yes. Yes, a lot of PAs migrated to US, UK, New Zealand. So as a basic degree, as a medical basic degree, they will use this degree and they will pursue masters or some of them done PhD in various universities in the US and they are working there. But none of them are working in as a physician assistant because this degree won't are acceptable in other parts of the world. So... if I feel that there is some, like for doctors, there is USMLE for to pass that exam, they have to pass and they can start working in US. So I feel there should be some sort of exams for qualifying Indian PAs to other parts of the world.
I know that you must lose a lot of doctors to other countries in India. But is this also a reason why it would be important to develop PAs in India?
That's also one of the reasons.
You've told me lots about the challenges of PAs. What other challenges physician assistants face in India that you have not told me about yet?
One more thing I want to add. The supply versus demand of the physician assistant in India is more. So the popularity increase over the past few years, maybe past 5 years, the popularity increased so much. So all the hospitals want PAs. So, and we don't have that much PA programs in the country. So the hospitals started making tailored program, that their own program. So they will call it as physician assistant, and their hospitals started their own program. So it's a threat to properly trained physician assistants. So the definition of PAs in the medical community is physician assistant term itself is a little confusing. Some medical assistants to doctors. So the physician assistant, I think we have to change the name to physician associate or clinical. Some hospitals, we started instructing some hospitals when we are going for a new job. We used to ask, change the name to physician associate or clinical associate. So some hospital started that also.
So there's a problem with the name.
Yeah, the name also, it's a little confusing.
So there's other professions that have the word physician in them, but they don't do the same thing you do.
There is some hospitals started programs, what they want, they made a tailored program. So somebody, if they want somebody to harvest conduit in the cardiac surgery, so they will train somebody. So they will start working and they will start claiming themselves as PAs. It's really a threat to a formally educated PAs. So the course will be some 1 year, 2 years. But over the period of time, past few years, people recognize that this is not a good program to join. So I think if the PA programs increases, naturally it will stop.
Do you think that PAs, physician assistants, are well accepted by hospital staff, doctors and nurses and patients? Tell me a little bit about that.
All hospitals, hospital staff agree that they are happy with physician assistant. There are some things also there. Some people are not accepting till some junior doctors, maybe some senior nurses. Is there in some part of the country? But all over, it's widely accepted.
And patients accept them as well?
Yeah.
What have I not asked you that you want me to know about physician assistants? What do you want me to know that I haven't asked you? What do you want the world to know about Indian PA physician assistants? What do you want us to know about you, your country, and your profession?
Actually, it's the third program in the world after Canada. Canada started a little early in 1983, I believe. So this is the third program in the world, and it is started in the American model, but it's almost 20 years over and it's in the third decade. But the international community or the US PAs counterparts, they are not accepted over there, and we cannot work in any other part of the country, even though our curriculum matches the same or even better in some other part of the country. It's a very good program we are doing, and we are not getting any acceptations. We are not getting any opportunities to present ourselves, or we are not able to not getting any opportunities to work abroad. The acceptance from the international community is very low.
So that was something that you would like to see changed?
Yeah, it should be changed. Or I believe there should be some qualifying exam or something, some international association can do that, something like that. Or as a developing country, we are unable to attend a AAPA conference or an international PA conference. So our representation in the international community will be absolutely zero. So there is some, if there is some international agencies or funding agencies who can help us in attending the conferences, or if some agencies can come over to India and give a proper conferences, help in conducting conferences or CMEs, or help in improving the curriculum, or some universities help Indian universities to improve the program, something like that need to be done. So actually I'm for the next conference, I am requesting some associations or funding agencies to help us in improving the quality, of the PAs, or the improving quality of conferences to an international level. And I know PA, American PAs are doing a wonderful job in African countries, especially in Ghana. They are going to Ghana to help physicians in conferences, and they are conducting some CMEs every year. A lot of people are going and helping people in Ghana and other part of the world, but nobody is coming to India. So we need help from everybody.
Yes, I am one of the people that go to Ghana each summer. So maybe,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'm requesting you and your team, please give you some part of the time, maybe a quarter of your time, what you are spending in Ghana. You can give some time to us also.
Sure. I would love to talk to you about that.
Yeah, I will be looking forward for that. So actually, we are planning a next conference as international conference. So we need to show the world that a program exists here for the last 20 years. It's a wonderful program, and there are a lot of people graduated, and they are doing a wonderful job in this part of the world. So need the help, because the main issue will be money. So that part, or the helping part, if somebody can do, it will be a great help for us.
Let me ask you this. How is the pay for a physician assistant? Are PAs happy with the salary they get?
After the initial period was not that happy, because they were working on only few hospitals. But over the past few years, the acceptance of PAs is increased, and multinational or corporate hospitals started hiring PAs. So the salary scale improved drastically over the past few years, and we are happy with the pay scale. And I believe in 5 years, it will be one of the highest paying profession in India.
So it sounds like the profession is going really well in India.
Yeah, it's really going very well in India, and need some boost from some parts. So the association is doing that. I don't know, so to what extent we can achieve it. So I believe some international organization, some association can help in achieving.
So if you had one message for the world, what would it be?
We have a wonderful program here in India. It has been conducting for the last over 2 decades. And we need help from people from abroad to become a world-class PA program in the country.
Thank you. Don't hang up, but thank you so much for your time.
I'm really thankful to you for including me in the interview. Me with the entire PA profession in India, thanking you and your journal.